We're doing Yichot Shabbat, and we're up to the concept of Melechet Machshevet and Davar Sheino Mitkaven. Two topics. Kvar Katavnu, we already wrote, Shekivan Shemlech Shabbat Yalfin and Melechet Mishkan, being that the tasks of Shabbos are derived from what was actually done to set up the Mishkan, Eino Chayav Rak Im Gam Nasa Beofnu V'Derech Shenasa B'Mishkan. You're only obligated, meaning it's only biblically prohibited if it was done in the same manner as the Mishkan. Meaning, with regards, he's coming to stress a specific point. This is what we call acts, tasks, that involve a certain amount of intent, of thought. That's why, when it comes to the tasks of Shabbos, we view them differently than all other prohibitions. Meaning, let's say a person wanted to sit down on a plane and he was very corpulent. He takes up three seats. And there's a baby on his seat. And he says, I don't really mean to hurt the baby. I'm just going to sit down here. And when he sits down, he breaks the baby's arm. He can't say, I didn't mean to break the baby's arm. I was just so tired I had to sit down. With regards to all prohibitions other than Shabbos, we say, you did the action, what do I care if you intended this way, that way, or the third way? When it comes to Shabbos, because the Torah defined the tasks of Shabbos as melechet machshevet, tasks that involve certain intent, so then we have a more defined prohibition. It has to fall into those exact criteria. Number one, we have the issue of davar sheino mitkaven. What's a davar sheino mitkaven? Let's take an example. You're dragging a chair, a bench, along the path. You want to bring the bench from your house to the shul, or from the shul to your house. You're making a kiddush. And as you drag it, you're walking through your field, and you're pulling in the bench. You're not interested in making a furrow in the field, but by the time you're done, well, tomorrow morning your son could go out and throw in seeds into that furrow. You made a furrow along the way, but that wasn't your intent. So that's a davar sheino mitkaven. Melacha sheina tzicha legufa. If you did the task, but without the intent that existed in the days of the Mishkan, like we discussed last night, when they used to put out a fire, it was in order to make coals. When we put out a fire, we're not doing it with that intent. That's a melacha sheina tzicha legufa. Kila achar yad or shinui. You do a task in a different manner than they did it in the Mishkan. You use the back of your arm. So let's say you had to turn out a light. There's someone sick, and you have to do it on their behalf. They say it's life-threatening. The person has to fall asleep. It's life-threatening. The doctor needs light. Let's say we were uncertain if the baby needed to be hospitalized. We went to the doctor. So now you have to, he's got to turn on the light and examine the baby. Okay, but whatever he can do, kila achar yad, in a different manner, in an unusual manner, so that's not the biblical prohibition of melechet machshevet. Melechet machshevet involves doing it with the thought, with the intent, with the normal way that they did in the temple. Mekalkel, another area of leniency is if you're destructive. Why is it that we open wrappers on Shabbos for food? How come you could tear open a bag of bamba or sweets? You're tearing. We say, yeah, you're mekalkel. So technically to tear, we're going to see, is a biblical prohibition. Right? But the idea of mekalkel gives us certain areas of leniencies. Because of this concept, that the work has to fall into the category of melechet machshevet. Davar sheino mitkayem. If I do something that won't last. Your kid builds Lego. Why is it permitted to build Lego? He's building on Shabbos. V'chen mitasek. We have another concept called mitasek. You see a guy about to lean back against the wall. There's a light switch there. He has no intention to turn on the light switch. So that's different than the other things we discussed. Let's review what we said. We said davar sheino mitkaven means I intend for the action, but not for that outcome. I'm dragging the bench, but I don't intend for the outcome. I'm making a furrow. Melacha sheina tzicha legufa. I'm doing it. My goal is something completely different. I intend to put out the fire. my intention with putting out the fire is not to make coals. So it's not that I'm doing a different act which has this resultant. I'm doing this act, but my intention is not this aspect of the resultant. So that's more stringent, but it's not as prohibited biblically.
Clear said, you brought in the bench so someone come on Shabbos from your yard, right? You brought it in there, and it made a furrow. You didn't mean it to do that.
That's Davar Sheino Mitkaven.
You're okay. The next day, when you get your example of seeds, someone can't then go out there, can they?
They can, no problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about it. You open your fridge door. 5 minutes later, the motor is going to go on. Did you turn on that motor? Why is that permitted? You walk into the house. The house warmed up or cooled off. The thermostat's going to turn on. How come that's permitted? So all these things we're going to examine. When it's davar sheinom tkaven, when it's melacha sheina tzcha legufa, when is it mitasek, when is it kil achar yad, you're doing something in an unusual way, when is it mikalkel, like we said, you open up a wrapper, davar sheinom mitkayem, something that won't last. Why are you allowed to close our teresim? Close the door. When you close the door, what do? You just built a wall. Until now, there was a gap in that wall. You closed the door. You built a wall. What is that? No, that's a davar sheino mitkayem. It opens, it closes. But I mean for this door to stay shut for 30 years. I'm leaving. I don't want anyone to come to my house. I'm going to lock the door. I'm walking to my neighbor. And from there, I'm flying off to Uzbekistan only to return in 30 years. So what? Did I build the door by closing it? No, that's not. Okay. Mit asek, that's the example we gave of leaning back against the wall and there's a light switch there where you don't even intend for that part of the work to happen.
Wait, so... Okay.
We're going to analyze each of these. I'm just giving examples of what's derived from the idea of melechet machshevet. It has to be with specific intent. We wouldn't say that a guy's about to sit down on the bench and he's going to break a kid's arm, that he's not accountable. In other areas of Torah, you don't have this concept that I didn't mean to do that. I thought I was just sitting down. So you should have taken a better look. Shnaim Shasu. We have another concept. If two people do the action together, that's another heter on Shabbos. At least it's not biblical. That's patur. Uveshnaim elu gam p'turim b'shar isurim. The last two meet the second Shnaim Shasu are relevant to other prohibitions in Torah. So that's the next example. The idea of melechet machshevet gives us many leniencies in the laws of Shabbos. Some only cause it to be permitted biblically, some allow it to actually be permitted even rabbinically.